And welcome back to the Touchdown City Show. I'm Anthony Lewis with Michael Sussman, Derek Bailey, and the GOAT, Avon Coburn. And we are honored to be joined by the legendary, and I mean legendary, Coach Don Nealon. Coach, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
We're doing great. I'm here with your guy. I know he's your guy, Avon Coburn. And I'm going to let him kind of kick it off. I know this means a lot to him, what's about to happen for you this weekend.
Yeah. Coach, I'm excited. I know I just cut you off, but I'm excited I get a chance to even have this conversation with you. You know, you're about to be immortalized at WVU. Tell us what that, you know, what does that mean, you know, to you?
Well, you know, Avon, it's I've been here now 40 some years, and 21 of them I marched up and down that sidelines and ushered in big time football here at WVU. And you know, it's just you know, I'm honored, and I'm it's just kind of unbelievable.
Can I interject, Coach? I want to say it's too late. They I think this should have happened, you know, probably 5 years afterwards, not 25 years afterwards. I mean, and again, you don't have to speak on that. I'm going to speak on that for you. And because of without you doing what you did for the program, WVU would not be where it is right now. It would not be in a position to even, I mean, we're mid majors right now, but we would be probably in the MAC conference, maybe the Sun Belt, if you didn't come in and take over and really, you know, make decisions that you made, you know, as far, you know, doing what you're doing. So to me, it's not enough. I'm gonna say that. It's not enough. We need more. And I know I'm not the only one that's gonna say this. We need more. This is actually, it's too late. And that's not all that should be happening. Like, you should be right next to Mr. Puskar, or even in the front of the building, or even in the, in, you know, you got your drive, you got your street. Now you need to have we need more. I'm just say that.
Coach, he's very, he's been very vocal about the fact that it's a little late, but one thing I want to ask you about, I mean, it's a big weekend for you. I know a lot of your guys will be in town to see this. What's it going to mean for you to be surrounded by your guys? And you've got a long tenure of guys that you coached, and they're coming back for you this weekend.
Yeah, well, that's the thing I'm looking forward to. You know, Avon is just an unbelievable guy, and he was a great player, but more important is what kind of guy he is. I'm looking forward to seeing all these, my ex-players. I've had a lot of phone calls from guys that can't make it because of things that are happening in their life. But this honor is, you know, it's humbling. You know, when I came here, West Virginia was known as one of the 10 worst football programs in America. They had stumbled through four straight losing seasons. And my first team, I never had one guy on the team that had ever witnessed or failed a winning season. Mm. So we kind of had to go from the ground up. And, you know, it didn't take us long to put it on the map. But the thing that's so rewarding to me is how my guys have stuck with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I get calls from guys all over the country. And, you know, I just had the honor and the privilege to coach the greatest guys in America.
Amen.
I mean,
I agree with you, Coach.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing how well they've turned out after they've left here. Mm-hmm. They've just done so well for themselves and I'm so proud of them. It's just amazing. I just, you know, the wins and losses, they dissipate. But the guys, that's the important thing. And I can't wait to see them on Friday night and Saturday. Just can't wait to see them. I don't know how many will be here. I know Daryl Talley called me and said, Coach, I love you, but I can't make it. And Tony Beck called me and said, Coach, my kid's going to be quarterback against Texas, and I'm going to go to that game. But I want you to know I love you, and I wish I could be there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I hear from all these guys, and, you know, it's just amazing how many guys I hear from. I don't know how many's coming. I don't even know who got in touch with them.
You know, it's kind of poetic, Coach, that they're doing this the same day that West Virginia plays Cincinnati, and that's the team that you open the stadium with.
Yeah, it is.
When you think back to September 6th, I believe, 1980, and the shape the stadium was in, and to now, and all the things that have happened, I mean, it's kind of poetic that it's Cincinnati that they do this for you.
Yeah, and you want to know something else that's amazing? The first college job I ever had was at the University of Cincinnati.
Wow, that's awesome.
In 1963, I was the backfield coach and the secondary coach at the University of Cincinnati. They only had six coaches at that time, and you had to coach both sides of the ball.
I was like, hold on, he was on both sides of the ball, coach. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd split our practice, and half the practice we'd practice on offense, and then we'd practice on defense. And I coached if I remember correctly, I coached the safeties, and somebody else coached the corners. And then on when we'd go to offense, I coached the running backs, the quarterbacks and the running backs.
How far we've come from that? How far? Now, there's a specialty coach for every position, and then a helper for that.
We had six coaches at that time. Wow. At the University of Cincinnati. But we played in Nippert Stadium, which is the same stadium they have now. Mm-hmm. But they've improved it a lot. They've added more seats, and I don't know what all they've done to it. I haven't been back to that stadium since I left.
You know, it's another thing that's also poetic about this is it's the 30th anniversary of the 1993 undefeated regular season. I know you guys celebrated that earlier that year, but, you know, you just mentioned it earlier, West Virginia's job, the job was one of the 10 worst in the country, and you were able to come in and not only within two or three years knock off Florida, but finish undefeated in the regular season twice. And within 4 years of each other. I mean, does it feel like it's been 30 years since you've beat Miami and in Boston College back-to-back weeks?
Well, you know, the time goes so fast, it's just amazing. I remember my dad telling me, he said, you know, Don, days go slow, but years go fast. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you he hit it right on the button. Because the years just fly. It seems just like yesterday that I became the head coach here. And that's been 40-some years ago. I remember when I first became a head. You know, I was a head high school coach when I was 23 years old. I was the youngest major head football coach at Bowling Green State University in 1967. Mm. So it's amazing. I was only 31 years old when I got the Bowling Green job.
And then you left and went to Michigan after that?
Then I went from Bowling Green to Michigan. And then I went from Michigan to here. I mean, time just flies.
Yeah, absolutely. It's. I know you're excited. I know as a fan of West Virginia and as of yours, I know it's great. Obviously, you're in the College Football Hall of Fame beside Bo Schembechler, and now your name will be immortalized in the stadium, just like Coach Schembechler. And I know he meant a lot to you and helped you in your coaching career.
I love Bo. He was, you know, football. I was the quarterback at Bowling Green in 55, 56, and 57. And he was our offensive line coach. That's how I got to know Bo real well. And then when I became the defensive coordinator at Bowling Green, he was the head coach at Miami of Ohio. And then he left Miami of Ohio and became the head coach at Michigan. And so I knew Bo long before I became the head coach at Bowling Green. And so when I got a chance to leave Bowling Green to go to Michigan, I jumped on it because I knew Bo very well. And plus at that time, Michigan was close to being a national champion almost every year.
Mm. Awesome. Well, Coach, I want to say congratulations. Again, it's a little too long that it should have happened. I want to thank you for your time. It is an honor to have played with you and for you. It is just, I can't wait to see you this weekend. Just to give you a hug and tell you I love you and thank you for giving me a shot.
Well, I want you to know, you little devil, you were as good as I ever coached.
Well, thank you,
Coach. I'll tell you that. And I remember when you were in high school, you know, you had that knee problem.
Right, right.
And it was, when you're a head football coach in college and somebody tells you, you know, he's had a knee problem, and Tommy Madeira was one of my guys, and he told me, he says, Don, he's had knee surgery, and I go, oh, my gosh. But he said, don't worry about it. He's the kind of guy he'll rehab it and he'll work through it. And you don't have to worry. He'll be okay.
Wow.
If it wouldn't have been for Tommy Madeira, I may have turned my back and run from you.
I mean, I thank God for Coach Madeira. Wow.
You know, that's a red light. When a high school coach tells you, hey, I got a kid, but he had knee surgery. You know, you go, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Let's go a different direction. And I mean, it's a beautiful thing that you know, he knew how I worked and it just translated over to where I am. And just being, I mean, just hearing that, just think about the people that's listening to this, that this type of guy would take a shot on somebody that, again, he could have picked up any running back that he wanted in the country. And he, you know, gave a guy with a bad knee a shot. And I mean, that's just a testament of who you are and how great of a man, that you are. And again, Coach Madeira was a good impact of it. But at the same time, you still had to make the decision. And I thank God for it because, you know, I am who I am because of the shot that you gave me.
Well, I thank God I made that decision. Because you were not a good player. You were a great player.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. So thank God for Avon Coburn, I'll tell you that.
You were the one, and I do want to say, you know, it is a blessing to be able to play major college football, but to do it at a school with a guy that believes in you, it just makes it easier. And again, I mean, we talk every week about football and just having the matriarch of, you know, where I've come from on the radio show just makes it, I don't know, it's full circle for me. Like I wouldn't be doing this radio show if it wasn't for you. So I thank you, Coach.
Well, thank you, Ava. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Coach, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations. Yep. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Okay, see ya.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Yep.
The legendary Coach Don Nealon, and when we come back, we'll have sports headlines with Michael Sussman. I'll cut that down.